Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I'm your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter, moving in all directions, feeling your heart completely, removing all heavy, negative, or dark energies, and allowing your heart to be filled with love, peace, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it spreads throughout your chest, moving in all directions, moving into your lungs, feeling your lungs with healing energies, and allowing this light to remove any blockages, allowing each and every breath to bring you more life, more joy, more peace, more love. Allow each and every red blood cell that passes through your heart and lungs to be filled with life-giving energies, to revitalize and rejuvenate you on a cellular level, on every level of your being. Continue to see this light as it fills your chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see the light as it moves up through the neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self. Continue to see this light as it aligns you and connects you with the greatest you, the divine you, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now see the light as it moves down into your diaphragm and your stomach, continuing to bring activation and healing to these organs of digestion and deeper breathing, allowing for the assimilation of your nutrients and your light energies. Now see the light as it moves into the small intestine and the large, continuing to bring healing to these organs of digestion and assimilation, carrying the energies into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into the best health, the highest vibration, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now see the light as it moves into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing to these organs of elimination and reproduction, aligning you with your wisdom, your knowledge, your courage, giving you the strength that you need to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. Continue to see this light as it passes through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect alignment with all that is good, with your higher self, with divine energies of source. And now see this light as it passes through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you to Mother Earth and grounding you, allowing for the greatest love connection, the oneness, the peace, the abundance of all energies that are healing, loving, uplifting, increasing you in all that is good, allowing you to become a magnet for all that you desire. Continue to see your light as it grows brighter and brighter from within yourself, and now passing through each and every pore in your body until you are now surrounded in a beautiful healing bubble of white light. This is your protection. Allow this light to reveal all of the colors of the rainbow to you, allowing you to see the activation of your rainbow body, increasing you in power and strength and wisdom and knowledge, increasing you in love and the spirit of unity. And now see this light as it continues to grow and spread throughout the space that you are in, feeling this room, this space completely with love, light, energy, healing all those who pass through this energy, realigning them, reconnecting them, if this is their desire to be realigned with the light of source. And now see the light as it passes through all obstacles, all walls, very easily moving through, and now spreading in all directions, moving out into your community, your town, your village, your city, until it spreads and your country is now filled with healing light, rebalancing, reconnecting the lights, bringing all into balance and harmony. Continue to see this light as it now spreads throughout the world, and all of our lights join together as one, connecting us through our hearts, through our light, through our love. Increasing each and every one of us in the power of love and healing, of forgiveness, of unity and oneness. And now continue to see this light as it spreads throughout Mother Earth, moving through her, connecting with our subterranean family, connecting and strengthening all of us and our knowing and our oneness. And now allow this light to spread throughout the earth, moving outside the atmosphere, healing our atmosphere and removing anything, allowing it to be dissolved very easily, anything that is not for our highest good. Continue to see this light as it spreads, moving throughout our universe, passing through our galaxy, continuing to move and expand in all directions, carrying love and healing, forgiveness and unity, until the multiverse is now one, as we in our light are now connected through our love and our remembrance of our oneness. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your light with me. It's beautiful. Thank you so much. Now we will begin a deep discussion on the transformation of energy. We are discussing how energy evolves as it moves through the body. First, energy centers of the body are very important. And most of us know about the chakras, even those who are new to this. We know how important those major centers are. But there are other areas of the body that are less known, but even more important. Because if they are not in good health, then our chakra system will not be in good health. But they are all connected, and it is very important for us to know about all of it. So first, the energy enters the body through the feet and then moves up the legs and collects in the area known as the lower dantian. And this is just behind the belly button. This energy that moves up through your feet and your legs is called intelligent energy. It's just one of the names. And it is an energy that knows exactly what you need, where it needs to go. But as it has to enter up through your feet, this is one of the very powerful ways that it enters the body. There are other ways. But the feet must be balanced and unblocked. So giving good care to your feet is of great importance. And grounding yourself, earthing yourself regularly is absolutely essential to you being able to absorb this energy that flows into us from Mother Earth, this intelligent energy. Now, massaging the feet, getting a foot roller that will activate all of the acupressure points on your feet. This is very important that you begin to do this. Activate your feet, heal your feet, soak your feet, massage your feet. Because the healthier and the stronger your feet, the more you can absorb this energy. Now, one thing I will tell you, if you have been wearing shoes for a very long time, especially rubber sole shoes, and you haven't been grounding yourself, your feet may get very sore when you start to do this because they're weak. They're literally weak. And it takes you to build them up, to build the strength of your feet up in order to begin to absorb and utilize this powerful energy that is trying to connect with you, that is trying to flow through you. And so if we're not taught about this, then we will go through life just thinking that we need to meditate or eat right and not knowing that the feet, the health of the body overall is essential to this process. Our spiritual growth is absolutely dependent on the health of our body. So once the feet are activated, all of the energy centers within them are open. And anyone who works with the feet knows that every part of your body can be connected to your feet. Every part of your body is connected to your feet. And so this is why it's so powerful to get foot massages and to know yourself that the health of your feet is extremely important. Another thing I would suggest to you is soaking your feet in dry salt, dry Dead Sea salt. And I think I shared this with you in another episode. Not using plastic. This is very important. You want to use either a wicker basket or you can use wood. You can even use a cardboard box to put the salts in. But you want to bury your feet in the salt and sit in that for about 10 to 15 minutes every single day. And you don't have to throw the salt away right away. It lasts for a very long time. And depending on the quality of salt, and Spirit always says to me to use the Dead Sea salt because it is one of the most powerful high-vibrating salts. But some people like Himalayan salt. Whatever you're drawn to, just start using it. Bury your feet in the salt, and it will begin to detox you. It will begin to cleanse and purify your aura. And also you will feel more energy in the body. You also feel very light when you pull your feet out of the salt, almost as though you can float. That is the reaction when you use the Dead Sea. Now, the Himalaya might have a different energy because it is the energy of the mountains. So you may feel heavier. But Spirit says use the Dead Sea because there are more minerals there than anywhere else in the world that is at least accessible to us. So this is a very good practice for you. Now, this energy moves up through the feet into your legs. So now the health of your legs is very important. And this is where exercising comes in. And you don't have to do anything extreme, walking, stretching, deep breathing, simply strengthening the muscles in your legs, giving yourself endurance, the ability to have strength there, because this energy is real. And I know we've talked about this, about the 110 wattage and the 220 line, that this energy that's coming from the earth is very powerful, very strong. And if you are not adapted to it, like I said, initially you may even get sore. Your legs can become sore because you haven't been grounding. You haven't been using this energy. But as you strengthen, you will feel your entire body becoming stronger. And so it's essential for your legs to be strong as well. The strength of the entire body is important. But the legs, in this essence, have to be strong because the energy is flowing directly through them. So this energy now moves into the lower dantian. This is intelligent energy, and it is now in its first reservoir. And this is behind the belly button, deep behind the belly button. Now, this also tells you why babies are connected here. This is not only for food substance, as we think, but it is for energy storage, because this energy is used to create your reality. It is used for everything that you are going to manifest in your reality. And if it is not depleted, this energy will evolve into what is called Jing. And Jing is very powerful. It is connected to what we call the sexual energy, the life force of your body. It creates everything material and physical that you're going to use in your reality. You bring forth into your reality. It comes from this place. This is the first reservoir for it to collect. And the things that can deplete this energy is an excess of desires. Any great desires that you have, if they're imbalanced, too much sex, too much food, too much alcohol, whatever it is that is of an imbalanced nature, will deplete this Jing energy, and it will not have the opportunity to evolve and move up. Now, it is important not only for the feet to be cleared, but for the root chakra to also be clear and open, unblocked. Now, this is where we store a lot of our traumas and things that may have happened to us in this life and in other lives. So if you need someone to work with you, to help you, to make sure that your root chakra is opened and clear and balanced, then you need to find someone to help you do that. And you will know, because you will have lower back issues, you will have a drainage of energy, you will have a low sexual drive. It's all these different signs that begin to show you that something may be off with your root chakra. So this is absolutely necessary, because the energy as it's flowing up through your legs moves into the root chakra, passes through there, and then flows into your first reservoir of the Lord Dante in behind the belly button. Now, the stronger you are, it allows this energy to grow. And if your desires are balanced and you're not overdoing anything, then the energy that collects here will help to balance out your body. It balances your sexual energies, it balances your desire for food. And it allows you to be very creative in your life. This is the energy that we use to create our physical and material reality. Now, most people never move up from here because they are ruled by their desires and hungers for material things. Any addictions of the lower nature deplete this energy, and it never gets a chance to evolve. Now, when your Jing is strong enough, it then transforms and turns into Qi. And you know, everyone talks about Qi, but there is a process that the energy goes through before it becomes Qi. And this is stored in the liver and your body. And this is responsible for activating your wisdom. So your liver is connected to your wisdom energy. Now think about this. As the natives teach us about fire water and how it attacks your liver, it is a heat, it is fire. And the first thing that it will attack is the liver. And this destroys your ability to create your Jing. Your liver, if your liver is damaged, then you will not be able to store your Jing here. And so your liver is extremely important. It does over 5,000 processes in the body. It is extremely important for your health. So now this wisdom energy that forms here, after it turns into this Qi, then it activates your ability to think in different ways, to think outside the box. And one of the things you can do to help train and focus and activate this wisdom energy is to work with translating numbers into words and words into numbers. And we call this numerology. If you start practicing translating numbers into words and words into numbers, then this will activate the wisdom energy of your liver. It's very powerful. Now, when the chi is strong enough and is not depleted by too much desire or the overuse of anything, it transforms into shen and it moves up into the heart. So the shen energy is called spiritual energy and it activates the heart center. Now, this is where your great healings come from. You need a strong shen energy to be developed within you in order to be a very powerful healer because you're moving through your heart to heal. You can heal from your solar plexus, but you don't want to use that energy to heal people because it's coming from the ego. You want to move from the heart, and that means you need to develop this energy that we call shen. And that is now stored within the heart. And the heart is your spiritual center. And this is where many things begin to become in play. Now, your lungs, think about your lungs. They're on the sides of your heart. So they also produce this energy called shen. They take the energy that you breathe in and transform it into shen energy. And that activates a very powerful spiritual energy within you. Now, if your heart is healthy and your spirit is strong, then you are able to utilize this energy for many different things. Now, if this energy is not depleted by too much of something like stress or overindulging, then the shen energy grows stronger and moves up to the upper dante yin, which is your third eye. It then opens the third eye and more powerful, what we call supernatural energy develops in your life. You begin to have the powers that are spoken of that masters have. Now, this takes a lot of time and practice, detoxing the body, use of meditation, and intention for this to happen. But you are to develop this energy as it flows through your body. This is part of your inner light that you are developing. And by doing this, your powers will begin to manifest. You must keep the body and mind clean. You have to be conscious of what you are feeding yourself spiritually, mentally, and physically. Because remember, you can deplete the energy with negative energies that you take into the body, mind, or the spirit. So fasting and detoxing the body, mind, and spirit are necessary for the growth and transformation of this energy. And fasting doesn't just have to do with food sources. It has to do with physical things. You can fast from TV, fast from news, fast from social media, your phone, whatever it is, something that you're overindulging in, you may need to practice some fasting. Now, you are activating your light body and reconnecting to the oneness through this practice. And in doing so, you begin to influence the very reality that is manifesting around you. In this, you become a light worker, someone who is developing their inner light and who is working to become a master of light. That is not a light term. It is very powerful. Light workers are known as the guardians of the galaxy, and they are related to suns. This is because their inner light is very strong, and when seen with the spiritual eye, they are as bright as the sun. This is very real and can be seen by many who have developed this ability. This term is used very loosely today, light worker, but it has a great meaning and significance. There is a lot of work to be done within the self to develop these powers, but it is possible. It is absolutely possible. And we are told by the ancients that we are living in the time, in the day, when the people on the planet who will overcome their shadow will develop more powerful energies than have ever been seen on the planet before. Very powerful healing energies. So being conscious of what is possible and what must be done is the first step to you developing your light. And this is a most fascinating research. I encourage you to do more research on this. So now, after our station break, we will continue our discussion on Native Earth astrology and move into the relationships between the elements and the clans. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now we will begin a discussion on the qualities of the elements and how these energies influence our personal relationships with one another. These qualities affect our personality and make us who we are. We are made up of all the elements in different degrees, and this plays a major role in the way we think and how we believe. So now let's look at the four elements that make up the clans. These are fire, earth, water, and air. We do acknowledge that there is a fifth element, and this is ether, or some call it plasma, and this can be connected to the spirit or consciousness of every living thing. But the four elements that make up the four clans are what we are speaking about today. We will review a few of their qualities. So air is known for it being gentle, mild, clear, containing knowledge and wisdom. It is quick moving. It is part of mind energy. It can be uplifting, exhilarating. It is about freedom and expansion. And water is smooth. It is uniform. It is about rebirth. It contains our emotions. It is healing, protective, and it is a flowing energy. Earth is stable. It is secure. It is what we call home. It can be confining. It is physical. It is about achievement, abundance, and it is dependable. Fire is hot. It is assertive. It is forceful. It is primal. It is about illumination, change. It is your spirit energy. It is about purification and power. Now, balance and harmony are the two most important concepts in your life. Without balance, you cannot follow the sacred path. And without harmony, you cannot find the sacred path. Now, this is a beautiful quote by Lita Richardson of the Shaman Wisdom. And I thought, wow, that is perfect. I'm going to say that again for anybody who missed it. Without balance, you cannot follow the sacred path. And without harmony, you cannot find the sacred path. How true that is. So this is what we are striving to create in our lives in every way, is balance and harmony. Our relationships with one another can be the greatest challenge to either establishing harmony and balance in our lives or to maintaining them. So everything that we are going to discuss today will help us become aware of more ways to cultivate harmony in our lives and in our relationships. Let us first look at the clans that are complements of one another. Then we will go deeper to show how each of the people relate to one another within the clans according to their various elemental energies. So let's begin with the frog and turtle clans. This is a water and earth combination. These two clans complement each other and can create a harmonious union. These elements balance one another and are ideal to work together. The people of the Frog Clan, which is water, need the energies of the earth to give them direction. Turtle Clan, which is earth people, create foundations on which the people ruled by water can depend. And water people give form to the earth. They help shape the earth and keep the energies flowing. Now, both of them give form to each other because water by itself is formless, and earth without water will dry up and blow away. So the Frog Clan is ruled by the element of water. And these include the Cougar, Flicker, and Snake people. And the Turtle Clan is ruled by the element of earth. And these include the Beaver, the Brown Bear, and the Snow Goose people. Now, it is clear to see how these two elements work well together. Water would have no form and be all over the place without earth to hold it together. And without water, earth would be barren and dry with no form. These people can create beauty together, and they will help one another see different aspects of themselves. Their only limitation is their imagination. Now, when you bring these two together, it's different. If they're just working together, if they're friends, or if they are in a marriage or some type of connection, as in close, intimate friendship. This can be very challenging because earth is the energy that wants to remain, wants to be still, holds fast to its form for long periods of time. And water is just the opposite. It is quick moving. It can be quick moving. It is formless. It wants to continue to move and flow. And so in a relationship between these two, you may find some challenges, but if you learn to work together, then you will see that you bring out the best in each other. So let's review what these different people in these clans are made up of. So with the Turtle Clan, this is earth, and the Beaver is earth and water. So you might want to take some notes if you are interested in diving deeper into these relationships. Beaver is earth and water. Brown Bear is earth and fire. And Snow Goose is earth and air. So these elements that they all share, of course, is the earth. And they all together make up all of the elements, just in one clan. So among themselves, they carry all of the energies, all of the energies. And that's why a clan is responsible for certain things, because they have the ability to call forth all of the energies to assist them. And the Turtle Clan, you know, is responsible to Mother Earth. So now the Frog Clan, the Cougar is made up of water and earth. The Flicker is made up of water and air, and the Snake is made up of water and fire. And the same is true here. They all share water, and they all together contain all of the energies, all of the elements of the earth. And they are responsible to the water of the earth. And this is very, very, very important, because we know today there are places on the earth that the water is drying up, and there are other places where water is abundant and maybe toxic and poisoned. So you all have the responsibility to heal the waters, Frog Clan people. So when you begin to pair these groups together, you will see that the second element is of great importance. And it absolutely is. And I'm going to give you a couple examples to go by. So if you are a Beaver person, and among the clans, they all get along great. So all of the Turtle Clan people, the Beaver, the Bear, and the Snow Goose people, they can all get along very well together. Now, when you cross over and you're you're within another clan. Now we're looking at the water people. So you take a beaver, which is earth and water, and then you take a cougar person who is water and earth. These share elements very strong. And we cannot generalize here because we are all made up of so many different things. But what you can do is see that when we begin to look at people in their elemental form, that we begin to break them down. And it is easier to understand someone if you understand the dominating elements in their personality. And so many different things influence this. So we talked about the different planets and the body universe and how we are influenced through the planets and how they activate different things within us. But even the planets are governed by the elements. So even they contain, if we look at Mars, Mars is going to contain more fire energy. So everything can be reduced to the elements. And that's why it makes it easier for you to understand people if you begin to really understand what these traits are of the elements and how they interact with one another. So a beaver and a cougar person, you would say they both carry earth and water. They could get along great, or this could be a big clash because they are so much alike. So just because we say that these are complements of one another, everyone still has their own personality. So we can't generalize anything. This is just to give you an idea of how to begin to look at things. And everyone is unique and individual, and we all have different personality traits for different reasons. So beaver and cougars could get along, but because they share so much of the same energy together, that could be a problem. And we know that the cougar might want to eat the beaver too. That could be a problem, right? So, not in the human form, but you know what I'm saying. Those cougars have to be watched. So, beaver people are very laid back and they do have a different essence than the cougar. But if these people learn to work together, then they can bring the traits that they carry, the desire that they have to heal the earth, to heal the water, to be creative, to be abundant. They can look at all the things that they carry in similar with each other to actually create a beautiful harmonic relationship. Now we look at the brown bear people, and they are earth and fire. And then we go to another group, the frog clan, and we look at the snake people, which is water and fire. Now, even though they share fire, they have the earth-water opposition going on. But that opposition actually is a complement. They complement each other. So the thing, if a brown bear and a snake person were to get together or work together or want to marry, then you need to be conscious that you both contain fire. A lot of fire, and that could become a problem between you. So you have to be conscious of your fire. But the earth and water, again, is complementary, but it also challenges you both to grow. But what you do share in common is the fire. So that's why you do want to look at both of those elements, because in some relationships, if you share nothing in common, you may have a very difficult time finding something in common. So this is why when we begin to work together as humanity, we need to begin to understand each other on different levels so that we know who works better and more harmonious together. And we're not grouping people together who will clash and there will become disharmony. So this is why the native people, the ancient people, looked at the elemental forces that made up the groups of people and the personalities. And even if you don't know your rising sign or your moon sign, which would give you a lot more things to work with when you are trying to figure out who you are and who you would be compatible with, to work with, to partner with, to open a business with, so on and so forth. The more you know about yourself, the more information you can work with. But even if you don't know the time of your birth in order to get your rising sign and your moon sign, you can still use these. These are absolutely worthy and they are self-evident. So you can watch people and you can see how they act like air, how they act like water, because humans are actually evolved elements. We are the evolution of elemental forms, and we take on all of these different personalities because of the elements that rule us. And so we're going to go deeper into that. Now, the main thing you need to understand about the Turtle Clan is that they are ruled by Earth. So anybody that's dealing with Turtle Clan people, they are ruled by Earth. This makes them a very stable type of person when they are in balance. They love their home, but they also carry their homes with them. Remember, the turtle is always within its shell. These people can make a home anywhere they go. They don't like to be rushed or to make quick decisions. They want to think things over, and sometimes they can get stuck in their energy because the earth element is slow moving, just like the tortoise. It can appear that they are not growing or changing, but they are inching along, and over time, they will make progress. The earth element is stable. It's secure. It can be confining. So these people need to be very conscious that if they're in a relationship, they're not trying to confine the other person, because they will do this. This is their nature, to confine. They are very physical. So they love to be hugged. They love kisses. They love that type of warmth. So if you're dating an earth element person, they need a lot of hugs. These people are very dependable as long as they are in balance. Remember, all of these attributes are as a positive attribute. When they are in balance, they are stable and secure. They are dependable when they are in balance. Now, they can create abundance in their life because the earth element is all about abundance and you carry that energy within you. Home is very important to them. So if you are a person who, again, is married to an earth element, home is very important to them. They may not want to go out to eat every night. They want to be home to eat sometime. You have to work with this energy. They want to create stability in every part of their lives. That's what earth people, earth element people are working toward, creating stability. This tells you what the basic needs are for people who are ruled by the earth element. It's important for you to understand this in order for you to create harmonious relationships with them. These are their basic needs. They can be slow to move and be slow talkers at times, but this is no reflection of their intelligence. They are very intelligent, extremely intelligent, if they take time to study. Remember, they are of the earth, and all the wisdom that is stored in the earth, within the stones, within the earth itself, can be accessed by these people. So don't underestimate them, because they may not move as quickly as others, but they can be very intelligent people. So now, what do you need to know about those who are ruled by water? This is the Frog Clan. These, again, are the Cougar, Flicker, and Snake people. The main thing you need to know about these people is that they are extremely creative and they have the ability to adapt to very different environments. Just think about water. You can find it under the ground, above the ground, in the clouds, and everywhere. It can also be found in different forms, as water, as ice, or steam. It is very abundant and is used by Mother Nature to create everything. Water is in everything. So these people, when they have found balance and harmony in their lives, they're able to do anything they put their minds to, because whatever mold you put them in, they can take its form. You see that? So water people are very flexible. And if you're a water person and you're not flexible, you're definitely going against your nature. Their minds are profound. They can truly be geniuses. This is their natural state. But this is only true for those who develop themselves. So when you're working with someone who is a water type, then you want to keep their potential in mind, because it's very important that you know they have the potential to do anything they put their minds to. They have the potential to become masters in their reality, just as we all do. But water people, they are very special people, but they must work very hard on themselves, because they are naturally amorphous, which means that they are formless and undefined. They are unformed and nebulous until they begin to find things in which to mold themselves. This is why some of these people of the water can become very lost in life. It's because they are formless until they decide which direction they want to take. So everything can influence them. So if you have a child, or if you are a partner with someone from the water clan, then you must help them find their way in life. They need direction, okay? And if you're an earth person, then you are absolutely perfect for them. And this will work out wonderful. Earth element is their natural force to move against. So remember, you're working with each other and you're molding each other. Remember this. So moving on and speaking about all of the beauty that you all carry, you must remember that both the earth and the water people are natural healers. They are both very protective, and these people work very well together. In most instances, they can create things that are very beautiful when they bring their elemental powers together in harmony. And you just look at the beauty of the earth and it tells you, without this combination of earth and water, our planet would not be so beautiful. These people can bring balance and harmony to humanity to create beauty and joy. Just remember, you challenge each other. And don't allow those challenges to push you away from one another. Allow yourselves to bring your power together, because you really do work well together. Find what you match up with, and whatever becomes a challenge, face it. Face it head on, because you can create so much beauty in your life together. And we need you. We need you. These are twin flame couples, and we need these twin flames to be abundant on the planet today. It's an amazing time to be on the planet. I want you all to know that you're beautiful, and I love you, and just embrace all of the beautiful talents that you have, that you bring together. So I want you to tune in next week as we discuss more relationships, more of the clans, and how we can all work together to make this an amazing planet to live on. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful week.